Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Elena Demonetized. Today, I have my co-host, Alpha Wolfie, and our first this girl ever, Adelia Adeals. Please introduce yourself, tell everyone who you are.
I'm Adelia, alter ego Deals. I thought it would prevent my parents from finding out what I do, and it didn't.
They found out anyways, but we have so much to talk about, you guys. But before we do, let's jump right into this week's episode of Elena Demonetized. So, give us an introduction about who you are. You have your own podcast as well.
Yeah.
Brand yourself. This is, have the floor. This is yours.
Hi, everyone. I have a podcast called That's Offensive, capital OF for OnlyFans, if you catch my drift. And I try to ask people offensive questions that normally, like, people don't
We
like
don't
to
get offended here at all.
Yeah.
So, ask away.
Do you, how many times have you had chlamydia?
Never.
Never? Are you kidding?
I've never had an STD my entire life.
Can't relate.
I have a body count of over 600 and I've had one false positive.
A false positive? I was raw dogging frat boys. That was my problem.
Body count of over like 700 at this point. Never caught an STD in my entire life. Thank God. Frat boys, of course. They're all like young, nasty, horny little boys.
I'm like, I was raw dogging gay men. Like, but I guess, you know what? Statistically, it's easier to get STD on a college campus than it is from a gay man.
I also went to University of Arizona where one in three college students had chlamydia. And I only caught it once. So statistically, I was doing great.
So you kind of like lucked out.
Yeah. My friends got it like 2-3 times. My frat boyfriends over 6 times.
And they're like, I feel like guys are carrying it more than showing symptoms.
I got tested by accident. I like the nurse was just like, I think you should get tested. Like, you haven't been using condoms. I was like, oh, whatever. I'm going to be
You're
clean.
You're like, me? No. I don't like the middle part. Let's look. Let me fix my part real quick too, babe.
Perfect. All right, floor is yours. Yeah. Okay. So I was in University of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And that's, so I know U of A and UA are like,
oh, yeah.
Top party school. And like,
your girl can drink, although I don't really drink anymore, but I can outdrink almost everyone I know.
I don't put it past you.
Yeah.
But no, University of Alabama, they were so nasty there because like, everyone just goes out to the bars, they get drunk, and they fuck each other. And it's kind of like, I would meet so many girls that are drunk. They're like, oh my God, I literally fucked this guy last night. And like, he didn't call me back. We fucked for like 2 hours. And like, of course, the condoms aren't there.
No.
I feel like college campus kind of, ew. I feel like college campus is like where you go to catch like STDs.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, I'm so sorry. Introduce yourself again. We like got interrupted.
Oh, it's okay. We're good. So I went to the University of Arizona, a big party school, got chlamydia by a Kappa Sig. Shout out Kappa Sig. He's like, it wasn't me. And I was like, well, it wasn't the other two guys I was raw dogging. he kept being like, no, I was tested. And I was like, well, they got tested after they fucked me. They both showed me their test results that were clean. He just told me he got tested and didn't show me the test results. So common denominator, it was the Kappa Sig.
But it's so crazy because you were telling me a lot of like guys don't test. Like a lot of like cis straight males that are just like young, they like, how rare often are they out there testing like that?
They think that it won't happen to them. It's very common. Like, I dark humor right now, but one of my best friends just died last month. He thought that he wouldn't be the one to overdose. It happens to everyone but him, but it's just like that typical male mentality of like, everyone else is taking fentanyl, I won't take it. Boom, died.
That's And you know what? I think most guys are just like, because most cis males don't want to have their dick looked at because they're like so afraid. Yeah, it's so scared to show their cock.
They don't want to be small.
They're like, oh my God, what if this doctor sees my dick and he has a bigger dick than me? And then like, he won't tell me, but like, what the fuck? Go get an STD check, bro. But yeah, I was that guy too. And most guys are like, even if they show symptoms, I'm like, nah, bro, it's going to go away. I'm not going to tell nobody. You know what I mean? Because
it comes on its own, though.
What the fuck?
Doesn't it?
No, they don't go away.
Well,
that's what. No, okay. I'm gonna
get worse.
I'm gonna give you a little.
You can get cancer from having chlamydia for a while.
Oh, really?
Dude, HPV. If HPV goes untreated, dude, cervical cancer is definitely coming down for a good chance. Like women and cervical cancer from HPV is very, very common.
Yeah.
You know, dysplasia happens with a lot of women like your age. You know, like young women get that shit. So always make sure you're getting
men get tested. If you have an STD, there's no shame in it.
Fuck no.
Like, okay, it's kind of like a badge of honor. So for me,
for a girl, how can you tell if you have like chlamydia?
I just had really weird discharge that I amounted to raw dogging frat boys. I thought it was just like a weird yeast infection that was a little greenish.
And then how do guys tell?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Like, do they burn when they pee? Like, how does a guy know when he has chlamydia or not?
I'm pretty sure gonorrhea definitely, from what I've heard, there's definitely some discharge. From what I've heard, chlamydia with men is going to be...
Men can get discharge?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Like a green... Wow. Gonorrhea is going to have... So I guess what it looks like, when a guy pre-comes, right? Mm-hmm. Chlamydia, from what I've heard of, it's more of like... Like, it looks like a consistent pre-cum, like a clear pre-cum. Like,
yeah.
You're like, why am I pre-cumming? I'm, like, watching fucking cartoons
does
right
it
now.
Sting?
I don't know about that, but I can... But then I know gonorrhea burns a lot when you pee. And also, I think it has a yellowy green. It can be greenish discharge. Yeah. Obviously, herpes is... I don't know what that looks like, but I've seen pictures, and I don't, you know, it's scary.
You haven't seen cold sores on people's lips?
Yeah, I've seen that, you know.
Yeah.
It's just so funny because...
It's the same shit you get.
Yeah.
I just found out there's, like, that herpes that everyone has, HSV-1.
Yeah.
And I found this out like 2 years ago, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, we all have it. If you ever have a cold sore, you have herpes. And she's like, yeah, Lena, half like the world population has herpes. Like,
yeah.
And I was like,
it's actually
what the
more
fuck?
Than half. Statistically speaking, it's like 80 or 90% of people, but most people lay dormant and don't have symptoms, but you can still be a carrier.
I didn't know that. And I was like, oh my God, everyone has cold sores. And I'm like, so is it like fat to be like, we have herpes? Or like, I feel like it's shameful when it's the one down there, but when it's up here, it's like, oh, you're fine.
Oh, it's that.
But that can be then probably, oh, I can't really transfer. The fuck it can't. That's why the whole passing back and forth, the HSV 1 and 2 can go from oral to genital and then genital to oral. So now there's like
but
people
only
with
if you're showing symptoms though, I heard.
No.
Like if you have a cold sore from like, I don't know. If let's say you have
also
like
heard that you can that it goes away. So
no, but I've heard of herpes go away. It doesn't go away. No, but it's kind of like let's say you're having an outbreak on your lip. If you like eat her out, she can get it right there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of like it's so scary.
Yeah.
I can't.
So U of A, like what were you doing at U of A? Were you, like, did you?
I studied marketing.
Okay. Did you cheerlead too? Were you cheerleader? You look like a U of A girl.
I wasn't even a sorority girl. I was like. Very much a frat boy. I wanted to rush a frat. I didn't want to be in a sorority. I also wasn't going to delete any of my Instagram pictures of me and Pasties doing drugs because those are fucking hilarious.
Right.
And
I love
like,
that. They're like, you're great, sis, but can you take those pictures down of you bumping that K and then sucking that dick? You're like, hell no.
I was a roller. I was like, I was that kind of girl on Ecstasy that was like, oh my God.
There's this reel that always pops up on my feed because I always listen to DJ, like different DJs and stuff. And this it's like this little Hispanic. I think he's Hispanic. He's a little person, dwarf. I don't know if he's dwarf or midget, but like he is rolling so hard, dude. He's just like this.
Just always.
Yeah. So like, some of the homies do that. They're just
friends or something. Yeah. But so, what are you in sex work? Because you're a
podcast. I do OnlyFans. I've like dabbled a lot in a lot of things. I feel I've never done like mainstream porn, never plan on it. I haven't even had sex with a man in over a year.
Okay, so what's your sexual orientation then? Are you straight, lesbian? Like
I'm very bisexual.
Okay,
I haven't
so
even
you're into men then?
Yeah, I'm into men, but okay. I also haven't even hooked up with a woman, like fully hooked up with a woman in a long time either.
Okay.
So what does your body count look like as far as men go?
Men under 50.
Really?
What about women?
I don't know.
So with women, are we talking, what about like outside of OnlyFans? Intentionally like, hey, I'm feeling hella bisexual tonight and I want to hook up with some girl and eat some pussy or have that vibe. Is that part of your get down too or no?
My first ever experience with a woman was outside of, I mean, she was a stripper, but it was my first ever experience. Like,
shout out to the strippers.
I know. I loved her. She was like, are you bisexual? I was like, I don't know. She's like, I think you're bisexual. I was like, maybe I am. Like, my vagina was tingling, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm feeling this so much. But it's like, I never saw myself dating a woman before that. No. So it's like, I didn't want to say I was bisexual and piss off like the LGBTQ community by claiming I'm something I wasn't. But I for sure am, because like when she was like feeling around on my vagina and stuff, like she didn't like fully finger me, but like she was feeling down there. I'm like, oh my God, like I think I like women. I really like women. But
She's, I like woman.
Yeah.
Just one woman.
Just one. She's like, it felt so good. She didn't even know how to talk. I like woman. That's rad.
Yeah.
So but, did you guys like make out and stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah. We made out. And then she actually hit me up a lot after that to like come out to Pride with her. But Pride always is on the weekend of my birthday in LA. So I was celebrating my birthday.
You're like, yeah, we're doing me.
Yeah. This is my time to shine.
No offense to the community.
So my podcast, I like to interview a lot of different people. I've interviewed YouTubers who just happen to have OnlyFans, like men, like Churdley's. Like Churdley's just hit all of his OnlyFans videos are like skits of people getting like topless and stuff. And then in my podcast, I just, I mean, I like to have a mixture of like funny and kind of clickbait shocker content, but also talk about some real shit. But I don't like to get too far down. I've had podcasts that are super serious, but like, let's be real, people aren't as interested in those.
They want the more controversial shit. That's why our podcast is demonetized. So what offensive shit do you guys talk about?
Oh my god,
because that's offensive. See that, I better be offended listening to this. See, like, this bitch.
I've said a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't say stuff like, I don't want to fucking get canceled. I still have like pretty, I mean, I call like,
You're smart with it.
Yeah, I'm smart with it. I'm trying to think. I mean, I think chlamydia makes you cool. I think it's a badge of honor. That's something that a lot of people disagree with me about. I also have said that I don't want kids. I want my tubes actually ripped out of my stomach. If that,
offensive. Yeah.
That would offend some feminine. Yeah, but I said if I didn't want, like, if I did want to have kids, I'd be so stoked if, like, my kid made an OnlyFans. But I don't want to have kids, and there's, I just, they make me nauseous. Let's be real.
She's like, that's not for me. That's not for me.
No, kids, they're just everything.
I mean, I feel like that's at a certain age. So, like, we have two kids.
Uh-huh.
But they're 15 and 10.
Okay.
Golden age, love it. Yeah. But I feel like the toddler age is when I'm kind of like,
I couldn't do it
right now. The newborn, the toddler, I couldn't. No. It's a lot.
I'm with you on that. Mine's a little different, but, like, just the way the world is right now, like, I don't want to bring a kid into this world. Mm-hmm. It's just too fast and too crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, all the babies are iPad babies and fuck all that.
So much.
Fuck that. It makes me so upset. I'm good. And you're like, dude, I have a life. Like, we all have a life.
I'm selfish. I'm so self-aware of my selfishness.
But you love yourself too at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's nothing selfish about. That's the thing. Like, people get so confused. Like, oh, you're selfish. Like, no, putting myself first is not selfish. That's me taking care of me so that in turn, when you're fucking broke ass, can't take care of yourself, I'll be there for you.
No, I feel like it comes to selfish kind of like if you have kids and once the kid's already born and then you decide to just focus on yourself, that's selfish.
Yeah.
But it's not selfish to be like, I know how I am, so I'm not even going to bring a baby into this world.
Yeah.
That's different. You know, that's like you're already aware.
That's fine.
And like you're
selfless.
Being.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because
you're thinking about the world too.
You're not like sparing that burden on a baby that you're like, you know, you're not going to give it enough time. You're like, you know, I'm not even going to bring that into the baby. So it's like, I think it's the most selfish thing ever. Selfless thing ever.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm a big dog person. I would do anything for my dog. Like, that bitch wants anything, I'll get it for her. Like, I spend $200 a month on her dog food that's like refrigerated. Like,
we get
the nice dog food for her just so
they
that
the,
she has better
you know
poo-poos.
That section that I'm like, babe, let's just get these little
it's
raw.
Like
I'm like, we used to feed Sugar Bear this shit. You're like, nah.
It's like the freeze up stuff. It's like high quality.
Exactly. But her poops are better. And she stopped eating her own poop when I started giving her that. So
I have a question. So do you have a small dog?
Okay. She is like 35 pounds, but she's a pitty mixed with a dachshund. So she's buff. She's buff, but she's short to the floor.
Short arms.
Yeah, she has like
cute.
The tiniest little arms, but her body's really long, but then she's beefy.
Okay.
Like, she's strong. Because I've always, like, I love Staffies. Staffies are my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm actually starting to work with an animal rescue on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I think it's called, like, Bullies and Buddies that I'm going to help, like, film
she
and stuff.
Mojo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll introduce you to Mojo afterwards.
He's a pit bull. And, like,
he's a bully. He's a bully blue. He's like 60 pounds, just but and he tap dances when he gets excited.
Yeah,
he's
called the tippy tappies.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm like,
dude, he'll do it for like a good like two or 3 minutes, and you see him like,
that's
so
what
funny.
She does. It's like tippy tappy.
Wild.
Yeah. So I like one time I did film my podcast in this guy's apartment. He used to manage me, but it's like you could just hear wubs like tip tap tip tap tip tap.
Excitement tip taps.
Yeah. And she just like wanted to like go look at things, but I'm like, I'm such a dog person that I do feel like she is my child and I will mourn her after she dies. Like, she was my child, and I'll be so distraught, but it's like I'll say, I mean, I've never actually been pregnant and needed an abortion, but I would get one in a fucking second because that's how much I know I don't want kids.
Yeah. No, that's good that you know that, so you're aware of that. Most people kind of just, like, they end up getting pregnant and they're like, okay, now I'm going to abort it because, like, I'm on.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're very well aware of this, it's good because you can prevent situations from getting pregnant.
Exactly.
And kids in the world. However, raw dogging college boys would be like one thing to cross off that list of not to do again if you want to avoid having kids.
Well, I was on the Depo Provera shot, so there was no chance. Sperm, like, I didn't get my period for like
those fuckers died 10 on years. Contact, dude.
Yeah, they're like, there was
they're
no
like, here
chance.
We go, boys, and fucking as soon as they hit, I'm dead. Like, what the fuck?
Like,
the Depo Provera shot kills everything.
I know. I loved it. It wasn't good for my health, but I loved it. But I mean, it was really great for when I wanted to be a hoe. But now that I'm like celibate, whatever, whatever, it's like the next man who wants to like date me, fuck me, whatever, he's gonna need a vasectomy so that I don't have to track my ovulation.
What if he already has kids and he's like, I got a vasectomy but I already have kids?
That's fine. I might not love them, but that's fine. Yeah. It's just I don't want my own and I don't want that responsibility. But mm-hmm. I would prefer that they're at like in middle school. I would be down with the middle school phase because mm-hmm. I'll corrupt them. So, I mean, I don't
that's
know.
Like if... That's like you with our boys. Like, she's like,
no, yeah, you're good to
nah,
them.
When you first met the kids, like you're like, she's like, oh, he's 15. We're going driving. Like, yeah. You can't teach a kid how to drive without the permit, honey. Like,
I did let them get away.
You're a cool mom for a minute.
I let them get away with like, a lot of things. That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to do this? Let's go do that. And she's like, don't tell your dad, you know?
Yeah. Not anymore, though. Now you're fucking laying down the hammer.
I know. So now I'm kind of just like so strict on them. And now he's the fun one.
Okay.
So it's like there's that. Yeah. So obviously you've had a lot of experience in college with these boys.
Oh, yeah. And not only like 3 men ever have made me come.
Really?
So, yeah. Okay, so celibacy is so easy.
Is it piss or what is
hell
it?
Yeah, it's probably easy as hell. If you've like, because look, oh my God, this totally hits on the point when I was talking about with addiction and like, so for you, the first time you had sex or the first time you were talking about, you remember that first dick. You told me about it. We don't have to bring it up. For me, the first time of pleasure I remember for me was like, you know, doing, we can't say it. I want to get demonetized. Using drugs intravenously.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have definitely said a lot of stuff first 10 minutes.
Oh, no,
you're
fine. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a joke. The joke's called Demonetized. We're fucking demonetized as all hell. There's no money being made off this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't, when I had sex, it was great, but I had already felt that first, like, release of pleasure. This is just my hypothesis. So you got that pleasure from a dick, and that's why you love dick so much, and you love food and dick. For me, I got addicted to drugs and that type of pleasure because of the first time I felt that massive release of whatever. For you, the first time you felt that definitely wasn't dick because you've only had it 3 times. So when the first time
I ever orgasmed, it wasn't from his penis.
Okay.
But he tied me up. It was like a Tinder date.
He tied you up on a Tinder date?
Yeah.
Wow, go for it.
Yeah, honestly, shout out him.
trust right there. Oh my God.
I used to fuck only off of Tinder because I was like, for some,
oh my God, wait, I was a Tinder whore too. That was like my go-to place to just always get fucked when I was in high school.
High school? Yeah, oh my God.
I was in high school, junior year, fucking all these guys like his age. I could put so many guys in jail right now.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't want to fuck with guys from my school because it's kind of like they're like boys. But yeah. I like on Tinder, like all these men, and they knew I was 16. They knew I was 17. They knew.
Oh
and
my
it, God. It's so funny because when I was 16, I pulled more guys than I did when I was 17.
That's crazy. God, I pulled no guys when I was in high school.
No, I was fucking old ass dudes, like his age. So imagine me being, you know, a junior, senior, fucking him.
That's disgusting.
I know, but I loved it. It was so hot. It was so hot to me.
As like a high schooler, it was like, I mean,
it's disgusting on them. That's gross.
Yeah,
but for
disgusting
me,
on them.
Like, yeah, I was being manipulated into it. You know, like,
I guess
I didn't know any better.
You knew a lot better. I guess when I was 16 or 17, I didn't even have sex until I was 17. First of all, like
I had sex once and I was addicted to it. I whored out like crazy.
Well, it's easy to get fucked. It's different when you're a dude and you're like, you know, and like you haven't gone through puberty when other people have. You're like, doesn't my dick even work the right way? You know, it's a whole different thing. But God damn, babe, I'm not judging you, but you just got started early. But then again, I was shooting heroin when I was 17. So
yeah, I was like 14, lost my virginity to my like ex's best friend.
And you came?
No.
Oh, okay. So
no.
First time you had sex, you didn't come.
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
No,
that's
no
my
girl
hypothesis.
Does.
Is that, so the first, Well, she just loved it so much the first time.
I mean, the first time, okay, we didn't understand anatomy.
Yeah, no one knows what they're doing. They're so, like, what do we do here?
We didn't understand, like, I counted as losing my virginity, but we didn't even get to thrusting because it hurt really bad.
Oh.
So I still count it. His dick was in me, but I was like, this feels like fucking razor going in my vagina because we didn't know that I had to get wet or turned on first.
And with a condom too or no condom?
No condom.
Of course not. But still. Condom. Yeah, that's friction right there. Like skin on skin with no like vaginal lubrication.
Yeah, it fucking hurt. And then the second time I had sex, I was like, oh, you actually.
You're like, oh.
He's like, he had at least fingered girls before, so he knew what he was doing there.
He got it wet first and then we're going. Yeah. Now we're going in.
And then I was like, oh my God, this is so fun.
What led you into podcasting?
I love to hear myself talk.
Oh, I love that too. I love that.
Yeah, you do.
But I talk so fast, I slur my words. I'm like, what did I just say?
Yeah. Half the time you don't even remember. You're like, you tell the same story to someone 10 times and they're like, you already told me this. And I'm like, oh my God, I talk so much. I don't remember.
So you have, that's literally me. Yeah. So you have some porn stars as well.
I've had Nikki Benz on, Kaylee Gunner. I've had... Nara Ford, like CJ Miles.
CJ Miles, yeah.
Love CJ Miles.
Yeah.
She wanted to charge me, and I was like, fuck that.
Oh, shit. I did not get charged.
Yeah, she wanted to charge me, and I was like, absolutely.
Was this
not.
Recently?
Yeah. Yes. She was like, I want to come play with you, but I do have a rate. And I'm like, no.
Wait, to do podcasts or to do OnlyFans?
To do podcasts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
Oh, like, that's interesting. One other person did that. I'm like, yo, we're just shooting a podcast here.
Yeah, like
we're
this
not,
is
like, fucking. We're not having sex, dude. Yeah.
This is how you literally make money on OnlyFans is by getting exposure in different areas by like different audiences telling your story a lot.
And we had this other girl. She wanted me to pay her as well, and I had more followers than her.
She only had 30,000 followers. You had 300,000.
So she had 30K and I had 300K. And on top of that, my YouTube has 400K. And then she was like, oh, I do charge like. This you much by the hour.
A half hour, 500 for a full hour. I'm like,
and I require a deposit now. And I'm like, I was like, ma'am, like,
I don't care that much.
Here's the thing. I was like,
I don't care that much cash on me.
And I told her, I was like, I get the hustle. I respect it. But it's kind of like, by you coming on my podcast, I'm introducing you to a whole different platform.
Exactly.
And she was like, well, I mean, the podcast isn't going to pay my bills. And I'm like, honey, but episode will be up here forever. Yeah.
You know who you are and click on your OnlyFans. They're going to go to your show.
Exactly.
Whatever the fuck you do.
And I told her, I was like, the podcast will be up forever. That means it's always going to be catching new attention always.
Yeah. So and
it's
kind you of can like, pull.
It's an investment. And plus, I'm not even charging you.
Yeah.
I'm letting you come on for free to like, just tell us about yourself. And if you do good and you catch an audience, bravo to you. But why am I going to pay you when I'm not going to benefit anything from having you on?
It's crazy because like on my podcast, I'm about to have like big porn stars on like Alexis Fox. Mm-hmm. Like they don't charge me. Like,
exactly.
Are you kidding?
Kind of like,
they understand how important having a brand is for like your OnlyFans.
I feel like that's when people kind of just like they get too in their own head of conscience. I know I am the
shit. Well, a lot of girls think that being like the most sexual you can be is what makes you money. And some of the hottest girls I know don't make a lot of money because it's like they don't have their personality. It's like, I think my OnlyFans content is a mixture of like comedy, but somehow sexual.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, my vagina's in there and I'm squirting, but I'm also fucking cracking jokes a lot. And it's like, it's a different like genre
out of the
OnlyFans.
It's like comedy porn.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying, it's comedy
like,
porn.
Like Brazzers does a lot of comedy porn. Men.com.
Yeah, I feel like whenever I see porn that's way too like the acting's too serious, I get a little turned off.
Same.
Like I like porn, like I like the acting to be a little like
fucking, it's supposed to be corny. It's supposed to be cheesy and like
I
silly.
I love
dude.
When it's corny, but when I see like porn stars when they just get too into the scene and I'm kind of like they think they're shooting like a fucking Netflix movie, you know? I'm kind of just like, dude, like this is like I'm too invested in the movie. I don't even want to like get
my
off.
My favorite performer is Megan Rain by far because I just feel like she's like so cute with her squeaky voice, but I feel like she's like funny too. I don't know if she means to be funny, but I feel like she's funny and
comes off that way. Yeah. Just in the I just shot for a studio called Trailer Trash Boys.
Oh.
And so there's a show out of Canada. I think it's called Trailer Park Boys.
Uh-huh.
It's funny as fuck. But anyways, like, the reason why I like shooting with them is because there's no script.
It's all improv.
There's all improv, and I love improv, and I can do all these different characters, but you're not allowed to use your regular voice. Like, you gotta have a down-south voice, you know? And all the porn's like that.
I wonder if I could do that.
Oh, what do you think, that partner? You want to come over here and suck my dick?
I'm just a little Southern Belle.
How are you? Do Southern Belles like to leave their mama's house at nighttime?
Yes, I do, sir.
Well, you're starting off on the wrong foot, young lady, because you do call me sir.
So you did mention earlier you're not in studio porn.
No. I don't think I could ever do that. But
so why is that? Because
I know I don't even fuck men in my personal life.
OnlyFans is kind of just like a gateway to that sometimes, you know?
Sometimes.
That's kind of like, you don't have to only do men. You can do like who was it? I think it was Lana Rose. She did men. And then later now she started just doing girls.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah. See, here's the thing, because it's like,
you can do like girl scenes, you know?
I wouldn't like that because you're there for like 12 hours a day. They're telling you how to look good, how to have your hair, how to like, how to squirt, how to like do the scene over and over and over again. And here's the thing, like I put a lot of sexual energy into my OnlyFans content. I don't think I have more to expend at the time.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say is that, like, you know, at least with OnlyFans, and we have that too. That's why you like, that's the same reason.
That's why I love it.
Because you like to shoot the way you want to shoot. You have the angles that you like.
I like being in control of my content.
Exactly, that too. And it's like porn, you make money once. And I mean, once you start doing porn too, it's like, I feel like it just leaves so little room for people to pay for your OnlyFans content. Because I can get paid for doing a lot less than other girls because my brand is like this quirky girl who has a podcast who happens to do OnlyFans versus like just having like, oh, you do porn and now you have to do all the stuff on your OnlyFans to make any kind of money. Because why would people pay for your content if they see you?
When they can fucking online. Google you, bro, and be like, oh, there's X videos, Pornhub, and X hamster popping up with all your free shit. Like, that's just referencing myself, you know, because I came into porn. I do everything backwards. I started escorting, and then I porn, and then OnlyFans. Like, usually people do OnlyFans, and they're like, damn, this shit's running out. I'm getting older. I'm going to do porn. And then they're like, oh, fuck, I can only escort now. You know what I'm saying? I did ass backwards. And so for me, my money game got a little fucked up like that because I'm watered down. You know, I have a great brand, but my brand is a little bit watered down due to the fact that straight out the gate, I'm shooting with one of the best gay studios out there. And so now I'm immediately like, out there, everybody knows who I am. It did help my escorting as far as my rate goes, but I struggle financially on OnlyFans compared to people like YouTube because she doesn't shoot porn and she just has her name. Like, her brand is Genevieve, and you have your brand as your podcast, so it's like the exclusivity is so much higher. Like, your value is way higher because, I mean, is there even like clickbait? It's all clickbait for your name, I'd imagine. Like, you're probably not even really leaked out there.
Oh, no, I'm leaked, but I pay someone, and now
they wipe it out.
Like, yeah, exactly.
What is that called?
DMCA removal.
And you know what's annoying? Removal.
So I had, like, mold poisoning last year, and I was sick, and I was taking meds to get rid of the mold poisoning, and it's like my body puffed up, my face puffed up. I didn't look good. You know what my leaked content was? It was, like, the worst of my videos that was out there. And I'm like, y'all couldn't have gotten a skinny mini video.
Yeah, at least,
I had to be
leaked.
Puffy as fuck. And those are the shit that got leaked. I was pissed.
Of all things.
You're like,
of all
things. I got the one when I got stung by a bunch of bees.
Oh, there is an OnlyFans video out there of me. I don't think it's leaked, though, but I was like masturbating in a pool and I did get chased by a bee and I kept that in because I thought it was funny. And
see?
I like that though. That's comedic. Yeah. Different.
Wait, so did you get black mold poisoning in your lungs?
Yeah, I had that.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah, and you had it for 5 years.
Yeah, I had it.
Okay, tell me about that because I was in construction for 10 years. Yeah. I used to run multiple job sites, like huge shit, and we'd always test for that. Sometimes I'd find it. And the process for black mold, when you find it, you shut that motherfucker down, dude.
Yeah.
You have to ventilate everything, tape everything off. Like, it's very dangerous. And so tell me why, please.
I lived with it for 3 years. I just didn't take it very seriously because I didn't know it could have, like, a long-term effect on your health. But, like, I remember my roommate found mold under her seat. The apartment said that they dealt with it. But that year, I started getting really – or it was a townhouse. But I started getting really, really sick that year. And it's, like, my mom had to fly out to, like – I kept having to drink, like, coconut waters because my body wasn't retaining onto water. It's, like, I would drink 2 gallons of water in an hour but also pee out 2 gallons of water in an hour.
Oh, wow. Was it retain? Wow.
I just wasn't – and that's why doctors kept thinking I had diabetes. So they would only test me for diabetes. And I'm, like, I've already been tested for this. So – no one knew I had black mold poisoning. And I remember when I moved out, my mom mentioned something like, Adelia, there is mold under your sink and in your shower. And she showed me what mold looked like. And I'm like, I thought that was dust this whole time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was mold. Teehee.
Yeah, microscopically looking at that, like, you'd be like, oh.
It looked like dust.
Yeah, but then you look at a microscope, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, so But then I kept being sick, and like it was just the craziest thing because my face kept getting puffier and puffier and puffier, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't look good. I don't feel good. Until finally in 2021, a doctor was like, I want to test you for mold. And then it just clicked in my brain like, oh my God, I have mold poisoning. And then we tested, and the mold was so high on the chart. It was like almost like the highest it could be. I had 3 different types of mold in my system. So I took pills all last year. And honestly, since I took the pills, it's like my sex drive has gone down a lot just because I don't think my body is like fully recovered yet. I had mold, black mold, for however many years. Like, it's going to take a little bit to like completely bounce back.
If you had it for 5 years, it's going to take. I mean, the body is resilient 100%, you know, but that's definitely some time to recover. And not only that, it's a bit traumatic too.
Oh my God, it's so traumatic. But the nice thing is like I don't have mold in my system anymore. Like, I finished the pills. I'm all good on that. But
good shit.
The pills make you feel so sick that you have to recover from the fucking pills that you took, which I think I'm like just getting to this year.
Oh, dude, I mean, my body, when I have to take antibiotics, because I had MRSA, I got MRSA really bad one time. And so,
what is MRSA?
MRSA is, so there's staph infection. And then staph is like, fuck it. MRSA is like staph on steroids. Like, it's the most resilient. It's most resilient to any antibiotic medication, so you have to do it intravenously.
Wow.
And if I just take like doxycycline, I'll get super sick. So I was out. So I know, and I had a long time to recover. So I know that's terrible.
Yeah, it's just fucking awful. And then the worst part is like you have to make OnlyFans content. I mean, I guess I don't have to, but I wanted to make money still.
Of course,
so I had to. But it's like, I didn't feel confident. I didn't feel like good about myself. I was like, oh my God, like just like my face alone. I'm like, now I'm beautiful again, but it took a while to get here.
So wait, please, if you can't talk about it, I understand. But
oh,
like,
I can talk about anything.
Did you file a lawsuit against that remedy?
No.
What the fuck?
Well, okay. My mom, she should have been smarter than I am because I was a dumb 22-year-old. We didn't take any evidence that I had mold.
Oh my
None.
God.
We didn't take a single fucking picture when I moved out.
But wait, when they tested the, they didn't test the apartment. You guys didn't have someone come in and test the apartment for mold?
No.
Oh yeah.
We have no backing.
Damn it.
We have negative backing because a lot of people wanted to know, and I'm like, no, because our dumbasses didn't think.
You know what it costs to do a mold test at home?
How much?
So if you're like, oh fuck, I have mold. This is why apartment complexes that are like slumlords don't do these tests, and why it's out there, because it costs $1,800, dude.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to like make money off of like spending the least or doing the least and making the most, like they're not going to do that test. So like, oh, it's fine. We'll just spray bleach on it. And like,
it's crazy because my apartment in San Diego had 3 different types of mold in my system. My apartment in San Diego had a different type of mold that was in the walls, and I had my own independent mold inspector come in, test for mold, and she found mold in the walls. Like, in the walls. Like, there's no way I could have caused that.
Hell no. No.
And they kept saying, no, no, no. Basically, I didn't get any money back, and they just ended my lease early. And I tried to have my lawyer be reaching out to them and stuff, and they just kept, like, circling him around. We couldn't find the right point of contact. And they do that shit on purpose
because
it's really hard to sue if we don't even know who to sue or like who to get in contact with. So that went nowhere.
Then
also they argued that because I had 3 different kinds of mold in my system, how could I prove that I got sick off of the one?
Oh, I hate that.
3 kinds of mold.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Where in San Diego? Are you from San Diego?
No, but
I'm from San Diego.
I'm from LA actually. Okay. But after I lived in Arizona for a few years. I went to college at University of Arizona, then moved to Scottsdale. And then after Scottsdale, I was like, I am over this. I want to like live in San Diego where people are really nice, blah, blah, blah. I loved living down there. But then my apartment had mold, and I'm like, I feel like this is just my sign that I need to move to LA, because it's like every podcast I'm on, every YouTube video I'm in, every little bit of work I do is LA.
100%. I was in San Diego for 36 years, and I'm like, I'm driving to LA 3 times a week.
It was my favorite place ever, though.
So,
LA's
where the money's at. It's entertainment capital, but San Diego's cool. I like my Irvine now.
Yeah.
LA's just really nice. So, circling back to your frat days.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta have some fun stories to share.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, I traumatized a man. Didn't mean to. It was just, I don't know. I didn't realize men could have such small penises. So, we were fucking, and I was like, oh, my God, babe, it's okay if you have whiskey dick. We can try again tomorrow. He was hard. He was fully hard. And then I was like, I want to, like, I slept there because if I'm fucking you, you're going to either drive me home in the morning, get me an Uber, or get me an Uber then. So I just basically stayed there till he was like, I really want her gone. But I woke up to him and all of his friends talking shit about me, being like, when is this girl gonna leave? And I popped up and I was like, when you drive me. And he was like, oh my God, fine.
He was like, I guess I'll take you home.
Yeah,
like,
but...
Bro, like, you don't even have a good enough dick. Like, you better at least drive me home.
Yeah, and every party I went to where I saw him after that, he avoided eye contact like no other. He was just like... It just looked like he was, like, embarrassed, ashamed. But here's the thing. I wasn't even trying to be mean. I thought he had a wasty dick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you genuinely thought he was just, like...
I thought I was being nice by saying we can try again in the morning.
Oh, so you weren't even trying to be, like, shady or anything?
No, I thought I was being so nice.
Oh, I thought it was just, like, his dick's small, but I'm going to, like, burn his ego a bit and say this. That's what I thought you meant it by.
No, but on the man side, like, because he already knew that he had a small dick and he was already... That was his trigger. Like,
yeah.
That touched his ego right there.
He's like, this fucking whore.
It's almost like, oh, someone told her. You know what I mean? And, like, maybe she did that to, like... Men will go through the craziest shit in their head. So. No.
There was a guy, like, I mean, here's the thing. We were both so fucked up when we were fucking. And, like, I know, like, in most recent years, they're like, oh, it's rape, like, if you guys are... But if you're both on the same level, you know, I feel like it's okay. We were good. But he didn't remember my face. He remembered my butt. He was like, oh, I don't... He like asked my friend on this like frat date thing, whatever. She's like, I think you fucked my friend last night. And he was like, I don't think I fucked her. And then I guess I like turned around and he's like, yeah.
I mean, that's a good ass then.
Yeah, it's a great ass. It's
memorable. Yeah.
More than my face. Yeah. I was busted back then.
That's wild. Like to remember, I still remember faces, but like either, damn, because he has a small dick though. He's maybe so.
This was a different guy.
Oh, different guy. Damn.
I fucked a lot in that frat. I've honestly, a lot of my roster is all from that frat because I would fuck friend groups. But like, it wasn't even to be like petty, whatever. It's like that we would all joke about it. Like who has the biggest dick out of all of us or like. I would be like, you have the biggest dick, you have the most girth, you.
I love that. Like a bunny. I love that so much.
But
for
it's
you.
Like they weren't jealous. They didn't get mad at me. It was just like I think it was just fun for everyone.
Yeah, but I love that you have that kind of power over that though. Kind of just like, let me tell you guys how it really is.
And this is an example of why she's like a dude in a sense. Like you like totally give like really strong male energy. Like you are a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
But you get like this is why I feel like because you have no shame. I feel like.
I have
and
no shame.
It's usually guys who don't have shame.
I should have more shame.
Like, she has no shame like a dude. She's like, yo, I fucked him. Can't. His dick's small.
Yeah.
He's not right. But
like,
yo,
that's what guys do, but to girls,
to do
you know?
That in front of a bunch, like most cis females are like.
I didn't fucking.
Like they like.
Yeah.
But they're like getting fucking railed out by three or four dudes at the fucking frat. You know what I mean?
But it's really funny because like a lot of my best guy friends, almost every single one of them say, yo, I thought you were really hot when I first got to know you or when I first met you, then I got to know you. And now I think of you like a frat bro. And I'm like, thank you.
Like, you love it. Now that we've addressed that, you want to fuck now?
Well, no, because I'm celibate. I'm celibate for men. I've like never been in love with a guy who's equally in love with me. That's important because I've been in love where they're not in love with me. Yeah. But it's like, that's just like what I want next in life. And it's like, I'm tired of like, it's like, it was to a point where I would fuck men and it's like I would have to beg just for like decent, like
the bare minimum
of not like I would think I'd be friends with these guys I was fucking. It's not like we were just fucking. It would be like we were friends with benefits. But then when we would start fucking, it's like I would have to ask them like to at least be a decent friend. And it's like I would lose all of that. And
so
I,
that's the thing is sex complicates a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, once you fuck, it's like it's just the dynamic is different.
The dynamic is always different. Like there was this guy who I was friends with since high school and I finally fucked him and he's actually the guy who I made a sex tape with. But it's like now whenever he texts me, it's like, oh, like want to be in a threesome with me and my girlfriend. It's always about sex. And then I finally texted him, you know, I thought we were homies and homies don't try to fuck each other. Like that's just what I ended it with. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can confidently say I will never want to fuck you again. And it's just like, no, that's all he thinks about. And it's like, I just like I miss the times where we were just friends where it's like I didn't have to worry like, oh, if I go out with him, is he going to hit on me?
That's and why you can't fuck your guy best friends. You know?
Well, I don't fuck my guy best friends, but he was never my best friend.
Don't do that. Yeah.
He was always like a friend that I could fuck. It's like I'm still friends with a lot of the guys I fucked. But like, I mean, it's just after a certain amount of years pass, things go back to normal.
Would you agree that the reason why women and trans women have a guy best friend, I'd say more so. There's, 50-50 chance. The reason why that a woman would have a guy best friend is either that they're gay or they are so patient, they are waiting for that opportune moment. They'll wait years.
Men?
Until they can have that moment with that girl. And the best friend is now secretly in love.
No, because I don't think it's very often at all. Because at least for my guy friends, like, they have clearly stated, I have seen you burp too much. I have seen you fart too much.
You're
disgusting. You are disgusting.
You're
like, you are fucking disgusting.
He's convinced that, like, anyone has a guy best friend is kind of like they're just waiting to fuck you.
I didn't have any girl like best friend.
I feel like that shows a lot about you and your ability to make connections with people. I mean, just being, I'm a little offensive.
I think because my past is more so addiction, and I was unapproachable.
Yeah.
So my body count and like me being sexual didn't even start until I was 32.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so for me, I didn't get that opportunity. I had friends that in high school for sure that were girls because I wasn't even having sex. So I definitely know what that's like. And making connections is now for me is easy because I don't look at women in that way at all. Uh-huh. But I never got to have that, you know? So when I hear about that, like, it's hard for me to identify with it because I haven't had it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm like, oh, and that goes to like, oh, it doesn't exist for me because that's why I'm like, oh, it's hard for me to believe because it hasn't existed in my life.
Yeah, no, I have so many guy best friends and he's like, he wants to fuck you. Yeah. He wants to fuck you. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Oh, see, yeah, I know my personality is like, it turns so many guys off, but I kind of like that because then
I don't even want them to begin
with. I didn't want them to begin with. And it opens opportunity for me. Like, I get invited to so many guy friend groups where like most girls, and I don't want to be like,
The pick me girl,
but it's like I genuinely do get invited, and none of them try to fuck me. It's not like I'm over here like there for eye candy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like I'll show up in a fucking hoodie and sweats, and it's like they just they're genuine friends.
You're one of the boys.
Like I've only had in however many years, like one of my best guy friends, I feel like try to fuck me after like. But at one, and also it's like, how many times can you hang out with someone completely blacked out, them telling like their deepest, darkest thoughts, and then like just meant, yeah, you're gross. You're gross, Adelia. So I feel very confident in that. Oh,
yeah. So when you fuck these guys, is it all awkward after when you see them?
Only sometimes. Like, if I liked them, sure, yeah. If I didn't like them, I don't find it awkward at all because I'm, like, very confident in shutting men down.
It's just so, like, strange to me because, like, there are times where, like, I'll, like, hook up with guys that I've gone home from the bar.
Yeah.
And then I'll see them again and it's kind of like, oh, my God, like, it's awkward. And I'm like, that person was full on inside me. And now we're just here face to face, like, as if we just are, like, we hate each other and it's awkward.
Yeah.
And like, it's not even like a thing where it's kind of like, oh, I'm making it awkward. It's like, they're making it awkward as well. Cause like, they're not coming up saying hi. I'm not doing it. And it's kind of like, we know we're just there. We can feel the energy. We're just there. And it's kind of like, oh my God, this person was full on fucking me. And now we're like, we're trying so hard to avoid each other.
I'll make some, either they'll find it funny or they'll find it even more awkward, but I'll make some comments that at least make me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, for example, there was this guy I went home with from the bar. I went out with him. Or no, I didn't go out with him. I went out, saw him, and I was like, oh my God, you're so fucking hot. I want to fuck you. Last thing I remember. Uh-huh. But I do remember that. Unblacked out while I was fucking him. And I was like, when did I get here? He was like freaked out. He's like, oh my God, I don't want this to be like a rape. And I was like, no, I remember saying I wanted to fuck you. And I continued to fuck him. So next time I saw him at the bar, I was like, remember when I unblacked out like halfway while we were fucking? That was like my opener. So went home with him that night too.
Yeah. That is so cute. So when is it like considered like rape then? Because a lot of people kind of just like, how blacked out do you have to be until it's like considered rape?
See, I didn't consider it rape because I hit on him.
Yeah.
I took him to my place. Like, I think that, like, if a girl says no and then it turns into a yes, once she's blacked out, like, that's 1,000%
rape. I can
see that,
yeah.
Because it's just, like, she loses that ability to make a decision. I already made that decision before I was blacked out. So if she has a decision before she's blacked out and then changes it while she's blacked out, I feel like that's rapey vibes. I wouldn't go as far as saying, like, that is rape. They deserve to be in jail. But it's like, for example, I talk about it on my podcast where I was raped and I told this guy specifically, no. We went to sleep and I woke up and he was inside me. I wasn't even blacked out. I remember that very distinctly. But it's like, it's just that no did not turn into a yes at any point.
Scenario.
Yes.
Okay, so
scenario.
You get hired for a podcast, and so like this is just hypothetical that I'm using from real life situations. Okay. You get hired for a podcast in New York, mm-hmm. and the person that hires you is like, this is like 2 months out. Pay for your flight. I got you on hotel. But in that 2 months before you go shoot, they're checking in with you every now and then, and over time, getting a little bit too bound, they're pushing boundaries, and you check them. Hey, you know what? This is business.
Yeah.
And being nice, you're like, you know what? Let's talk about that later.
Instead I'm not of, nice.
You'll be like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I've had to learn how to be this way.
Right. Just over
after
time.
After men have like taken advantage of, maybe right. not. No, now I'm a cunt.
So yeah. you have, you know, yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
So you fly and you land, and then they pick you up from the airport. Like, hey, we're not shooting the podcast until tomorrow night. Take you to the hotel. Grab some dinner downstairs. Yeah. I'll buy you dinner, or whatever. Cool. Thank you. And then afterwards, let's say they took you out to dinner to a different spot, not at your hotel. How about that? That okay. worked out for me. And you get in the Uber to go home. They're like, hey, I just got to stop really quick and fucking grab some Coke really quick.
Uh-huh.
How would you feel about that already? You're like, oh, it's a little sketchy, but you're like, just get me the fuck home, right?
Here's the thing.
I would have, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm already hammered because this happened to me.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So we'll just continue it this way. Yeah. So is this considered rape? Okay. So we leave the restaurant, right? We're going to mm-hmm. go get some blow. And I'm fucking hammered. I'm like, I'm in Brooklyn. I don't know where the fuck I'm at. I'm like, just get me back to my place. Get to the blow at this fucking bodega at 4 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a place I'd never been. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stay awake here. I'm not going to sleep. I'm definitely not getting R-worded here. I'm not getting raped. No fucking way. So I did the blow, and it was ketamine. And so when I didn't do a bump, dude. I did a fucking
line.
Big line.
That's
he knew what he was doing.
Too. Yeah.
Because he wanted to fuck me. And I kept telling him no all night. I'm like, no, bro, I don't want to fuck you. No, I'm good, dude. Like, I just want to go back because my girlfriend's at the fucking hotel waiting for me, dude. Like, no.
That's rapey 1,000%.
That's rapey 1,000%. So I did the line. I fucking immediately, because I was already so drunk, I watched my consciousness leave my body. Like, literally, I tried to punch this dude in the face and, like, my body just stopped working.
Yeah.
And I woke up 45 minutes later fucking on 34th Street with my head hanging off the curb, paralyzed. Because I did so much at once, you know, I was like literally like went into a coma. I woke up and slowly came back, and this couple helped me, and this married couple that kind of watched the whole thing go down, and they're like, hey man, did you know that guy that was with you? I'm like, what guy? They're like, that guy that was fucking your face in the street. And I'm like, I was like, oh, and I threw up. We were just talking about like traumatic things happening to people, like, and I literally was like, what? And I threw
that
up.
That is 1,000,000% sexual assault, rape. Like, that is all of the above.
So, yeah, I got face raped.
Yeah, so that's bad. That's really fucking traumatic.
Very traumatic.
But, like, a lot of these men think that when girls say no, it'll lead to a yes, which is why I'm, like, so cunty. Like, there was a guy that wasn't taking no for an answer about, like, a month ago at Subtronics. And then, finally, I just shoved him, and he was like, why is she being such a bitch? I'm like, because I said no multiple times, and you're really easy to throw around.
Right, now I need to get your fucking attention.
Yeah.
Guys can't take hints.
No, no, no. And they always think girls are playing hard to get. And I was like, no, if a girl's playing hard to get, she'll still, like, do, like, this look, you know? Like, she's not going to be like, no, fuck off. That's not playing hard to get.
Yeah.
That is just no.
Yeah.
And just assume, like, respect girls' boundaries. And then girls will be really turned on, huh?
They don't do that.
No, I honestly, like, it's so funny because, like, when in the past, when there have been guys who are like, oh, we don't have to fuck. Like, if you're not feeling it, then I want to fuck them. And guys don't understand that. A lot of girls feel that way.
You're like, no, I want to give it to you.
Yeah.
Respect is hot.
Respect is so fucking hot.
Chivalry's hot.
Yeah.
Holding a door open for a woman when they get in the car, even when they've been together for a long time.
It's hot.
It's hot as fuck.
No, I know exactly what you mean, because there are times where it's kind of like, when the guy doesn't want it, it makes you want it more.
Exactly. Like, if he's, like, indifferent, if he's polite, respectful, mm-hmm. but it's, like, now I'm just looking for a guy who actually wants to date me, which is, like, very, like, a lot of guys want to fuck me. Mm-hmm. No one wants to date, and that's fine.
Do you think, like, you being doing OnlyFans makes it harder? Because a lot of
times, it makes it easier.
Like, guys are kind of just like, I don't want to go with an OnlyFans. You know what
I
mean?
No. I'm not even friends with guys who think that way.
Okay.
But
you won't let anybody into your life that even has a negative or Even like, if they're like, I won't speak about it, like, you have to fully support me with sex work. Exactly. And what I do, or else you're fucking not even coming into my circle.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so good at cutting people off.
Your boundaries that way.
Yeah. I do a lot of life coaching, if you can't tell, but I'm like great at setting boundaries and like being like, nah, fuck off. But honestly, it's made it easier. I always said no one wanted to date me before OnlyFans anyways. And like, there have been a few guys who have like kind of wanted to date, but then I'm like, oh my God, y'all really need therapy. But like, no one wanted to date me before, so that there are more options. They just, yeah. A lot of them need therapy.
And is a lot of, since you're doing OnlyFans, are they kind of just like hitting up to like date or like film content?
No, they're not hitting me up to film content. If anything, okay. That's something that usually has to be like convinced. I will say, I feel like men do hit me up to be a sugar mama though, because they realize I have more money than them and they want me to pay for things.
That's the worst. I've been there. Yeah. For sure. I've literally been a sugar mama like about 2 times now, and it's actually insane.
I was only that for like
get that way
2 months. With this guy, but he was dirt poor. But I was like, oh my God,
same. I knew a guy who spent all his money to impress me. Like, we would go to dinner and he would always get the bill, like, spend all his money to, like, do things to impress me, to get me to say yes to being his girlfriend. And once I did, I kind of realized he was poor. And I was like, oh my God, bought him his own flight home and, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll pay for the flight on the house. And I paid, like, double the price just to get him out of here quicker the same day.
Yeah.
But I was right there. Oh my God, I can't. I'm replaying those memories.
See,
again.
I never have cared if men are poor, but then after I had to pay for all this guy's food, all the dates he would ask me on, I paid for it.
No, same. It's kind of like, I don't mind a poor guy either. It's kind of like when it's costing you now, and like, kind of like my bank's like burning, and like yours is fine.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, that's a little unfair. And then I get a little like resentful and I'm like, what the hell?
I feel like I just got like bamboozled into like, but poor guys know how to fuck, and that's the thing.
And poor guys are the most like respectful. There's like,
I don't think he was respectful, but
from my experience, the poor guys are always kind of like, you can't have it all, you know, like if they're full of money, they're most likely dicks because they have all this money. They're not used to hearing no.
I want someone who's really passionate about what they do, but I don't necessarily care if they're rich. I care about passion, but it's like, but also please be able to just support yourself enough to where like,
that's what I've always said too. It's kind of like, I don't need you to support me, but I just want you to know that you got yourself.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Cause I don't want anyone relying on me. That's why I don't want kids. Mm-hmm. It's like, even some of my friends, I'm like, at some point, I have to set boundaries with some of them, being like, you need to go to a life coach with this because you're obviously not listening to my advice. Yeah. Like, I don't want anyone to be like super reliant on me. Like, you need to be self-sufficient and self-reliant.
And that's what I can't stand. I can't stand like fucking helplessness. I can't stand. That's why I can't do puppies. Because
they're full grown.
I'm kind of, yes. I always get my dogs full grown. I get them when they're like already 2 years old or higher.
Yeah,
like
2 years. That's a prime year.
Mm-hmm, they're still puppies. Well, I just can't. I can't stand helplessness.
Yeah,
it pisses me off. Because I'm kind of like, how can you just be so
useless?
Useless. Yes. And like, dirt poor guy was X. He was that. Like, he just couldn't do anything. Didn't have a car. Took my car all the time. Didn't have money. I had to pay for everything. It's kind of just like, I'm getting this fun, hot boyfriend, but it's kind of like, at what cost? Because I'm basically paying like a fucking hooker.
Exactly.
A male escort at that point, from how much I was spending on this guy, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, I would much rather be alone forever than ever have to deal with like just shittiness again. But also, I can be celibate for a really fucking long time.
So sneakily too. It's not them being like, oh, can I have this much money? It's kind of just like,
oh, do you want to go out, babe? Like, do you want to go out to this like chicken wing spot? Doesn't even offer to put his car down. It's all me.
Crazy. Dude, no, tell her the flowers, dude. Oh my God. Tell her the flowers.
Oh my God. So this is the same guy. He would always tell me, oh my God, your island will look so pretty with like flowers on it. Cause I had fake flowers. I don't want to take
care. These are fake. These are real, by the way.
I don't want to take care of flowers. These are fucking fake, you know? I fucking hate taking care of flowers because they die and I get so depressed, you know? And so I was like, I had these fake orchids on the island. And then he was like, oh my God, you should like get some real flowers. You would look so much prettier, like real orchids. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, I'm not really like, I'm not going to take care of it. So I know I'm not going to get real flowers. So we'd always talk about it. And later one day we're driving, he was like, oh my God, I know this great flower shop like right by Newport where we're at. And he was like, I used to work there and I used to like see it, like the flowers are amazing, like you build your own, they're super nice and high quality. I'm like, you know what you've been talking about, that my flowers having real, like my island having real flowers, so go for it, let's go look at them. And then we go and he's like picking out the most expensive like vase for it, the most expensive flowers. He's having them cut. He's like pointing them. Like he knows how to handle this place. I don't. Yeah. He's following him, and he
like knows all the fucking breeds. And he's like,
no, he did.
He's like the genus Caprilius of the fucking orchid yeah. family. Is
and,
way better.
Like, and so yeah, and so he was like, oh, can I put this flower with this one? And he just had the lady like custom build this shit.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Like this, he's been talking about this. So I'll let him just do it. I'll have real orchids on the fucking island. Fuck it, I don't care. And so later we go to pay. And then while we're in line, he looks at me and he goes, you got this, right? And I'm like, no, why would I get this? And he was like, oh, because I can't spend my money right now. Like, it's expensive.
I don't have any money to
spend. And I was like, how much is this? It's like in the hundreds. And he's like, this is expensive. I can't spend money on this. I need to save my money. And I was like, bitch, this was your idea. I was fine having $30 fake flowers on my island. You've been you've been pressing for these orchids. You've been talking about having real flowers. I wouldn't even mention about going here. You drove my ass here with my car. And I'm like, and now he turned over and he's saying, you got this, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I ended up having to pay for it because we already built damn flowers. And then I had these orchids on my fucking house. And
I love you say they built the flowers.
Because he did. He literally was like, oh, like put this in this vase.
Yeah.
He picked a little, the dirt for it.
What kind of flowers were they?
They were orchids.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're expensive.
They're hard to take care of, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. She gave me these instructions for it, too, that I fucking clocked out on. Because I'm like, these aren't my flowers. These are yours. You wanted them so bad. And then I paid for these expensive-ass flowers that was custom-made. Keep in mind, in Newport. So already in Newport, this, like, expensive-ass place.
Oh, dude.
Just and your orchids.
Reason that Newport costs money, dude.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck?
Is Newport or LA more expensive?
Newport's more expensive.
Really?
Closer to Newport is the real estate in Newport and Laguna is fucking immensely higher than anywhere in LA.
Because the closer to the water, the more expensive it is. As to LA, the higher you go up, it's expensive as well. But then you're higher up inland, people like being towards the water more.
Yeah. How interesting. Because like
real estate's
it's really expensive.
Pretty much everyone I know who's in Newport, they're like, okay, it's beautiful, but I hate the people.
The people are stuck up. So it's kind of like, you know Huntington, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Huntington is kind of like trashy white kids.
Yeah.
Newport is like, Newport's kind of like the polo white kids with Coke. With Coke and daddy's money.
I've been Newport 4th of July. And there's this bouncer. I don't know if he still works at Sharky's. And I have been fights with him. Where
Mohawk
he's like,
or no?
Fuck. I don't remember.
I know a bouncer there. He has like a green mohawk all the time.
He would be like back of the line. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Like, I would just give him some back talk. Yeah, back of the line. Like, I couldn't even stand with my friends anymore. Multiple times. To the point I'm like, fuck you. Fuck this establishment. Like, the other bouncer was like, just wait 5 minutes when he's on his break and I'll let you in. Mm-hmm. I was like, see, your own coworker doesn't fucking like you.
Just like
out of the
right.
Hey, your coworker just told me you're a piece of shit. Bro. Fuck you. We were just over there.
Mm-hmm. No, but yeah, Newport is way more expensive. But
I'm at Sharky's, that bouncer has worked, and it's like charge me a cover, and I was like, I'm a girl, I don't need to pay a cover. He's like, oh, you think you're hot? I was like,
oh my God.
It was so bad. And I was like, with a group of girls too. I was like, we're with a group of girls. These guys that are in here are in there because they want to fuck girls like us. Like, I said that because it's fucking true.
Yeah.
And then a guy was like, oh, here, like put his card down and was like, I'll pay for all of you guys. And I was like, yeah, fuck you. And then he remembered me this next time I went in. That was like, this was after my boob job. I actually looked hot at this point. Like, he's still and no back of the line bitch. Like,
he remembered your like, face
from now on. He's like, I'm gonna 86 you whenever I can, but till then you're at the back of the line, B.
He would let me in, but he would just keep like putting me at the back of the line for little reasons. Like,
did they even have that right though? Because you're in line though. They can't just be go to the back of the line, can they?
I've seen
bouncers
get on fucking power trips with their roided asses.
They're like, dude, I know. I've seen bouncers almost kill people that are fucking roided out.
Dude,
it's like, yeah, I mean, you have like mall security guard, you have a Walmart security, and then you have bouncers, and like they're like, and then you have like almost a cop, you know, so they're like on that tier. They're like, bro, I will fucking kill you right now. I'm on fucking 3 fucking cc's of Tren right now.
A bar though, like everyone's drunk. You don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I would never want to deal with drunk people. Like, I'm gonna go be sober and deal with drunk people. Like, fuck that shit.
So you're sober from everything?
I only smoke weed. I don't drink anymore. I don't do anything. I just smoke weed. Yeah,
I mainly just take mushrooms. So I feel you.
I microdose mushrooms.
Yeah, I love mushrooms.
I was going through a really crazy depression period.
Feel you.
After coming off of steroids.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know what, dude?
And you're not bald.
No, I'm not. I have great hair.
I heard that if you stop taking testosterone,
it's insane
that you bald.
He did so many drugs when he was younger, like did the drugs and asked what it was later, and like he looked so good.
Yeah.
I think because I did so many drugs, my brain was like, fuck, we don't know what to do. Just keep the hair. But yeah, no, I went through a crazy like up and down phase, and I'm just like questioning myself as a man, all these things. And I started, I kind of had like a little ego death, and yeah, I sleep amazingly now. Like, I used to not be able to sleep more than 2 hours at a time. Now I sleep all night, stay in the bed with her all night. Wow. I'm happy during the day. Like, yeah. Adderall, been off Adderall for fucking 3 months now.
I love Adderall.
I'm allergic.
Yeah.
Makes me like, oh my God, I take Adderall, I don't eat for fucking days, and I love it.
Oh my God, yeah, I skinny love bitch.
It. No, I will literally like take Adderall just to not eat, because it doesn't fuck with my brain. Like, I don't feel like I'm on tweaked out or anything, because people are always kind of like, Adderall gives me anxiety, but I feel literally fine. The only thing I notice putting on Adderall is kind of just like, my appetite's not there, and I'm just more focused on whatever I'm doing. So like, if I
get focused.
Yeah, I'm like very focused on like, whatever I'm doing in the moment, but I'm not like tweaked out, I'm not like, during like, oh my God, like I'm not feel euphoric or anything. It's kind of like, I love it because it just makes me not eat. And then I won't eat for like 5 days. I lose so much weight and I feel anorexic as shit and I love it. And it's
so unhealthy. I was anorexic. So
he was literally always like, I'm so sorry. He was always telling me like, he's like, good. Oh, just go to the gym with me, baby. Just go to the gym with me. I'm like, you don't get it. I don't want to build muscle. I want to look like
skinny.
Bone.
Yeah. I totally get that. Like, I like muscle and like, I'm like a mixture. I mean, not anymore, but when I was anorexic, I was like so skinny. But it's crazy because I didn't look like anorexic. Like I still had an ass. I still had like.
You still had some.
I looked normal, but I was like eating like 400 or 500 calories a day.
No, I'm eating like zero.
One time, yeah.
I'm eating like 0 calories a day.
How do you even have. Oh, that or all zero energy. Yeah. I'm like, your adrenals will be fucked.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she doesn't even. You're like, babe, where are your adrenal glands?
And on top of that, I can have anal sex all the time.
Oh my God.
Because I'm not eating. So I'm always like ready to go whenever. You want to do anal now? Let's do it. But no, I love Adderall. I love it so much because it just makes me like, it just makes me not have. I've always wondered when I was a kid, I was like, how does like a pill just makes you not eat? Like you have to eat at some point. And I'm like, I went on and I'm like, damn, I didn't think about food once a day. It's like the fifth day. And you I didn't eat anything.
Even when I've taken ecstasy, I will still eat food. Like, nothing kills my appetite.
My appetite is gone with Adderall. It's crazy. I love it.
The only thing that can kind of kill my appetite is mushrooms, but it doesn't even, like, fully kill my appetite. Like, if I'm hungry, if I just, like, raved, it'll tell me I'm hungry. But if I'm not hungry, it'll also tell me I'm not hungry because it's, like, your anxiety is gone, so I don't anxiously eat. But I've done ecstasy. I've done coke. I've done acid. And I will still be having a turkey leg. I'll be getting French fries. Like, I'll eat whenever. It's like being anorexic was like I had to consciously be like, I'm just going to be miserable today until my appetite is suppressed.
So I'm like curious. What's the difference between anorexia and bulimia? I know one
bulimia throw up.
Okay.
Because so I was also bulimic.
You purposely are making yourself throw up.
Yeah. I was bulimic for years and years and basically since sixth grade. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm healed.
You binge eat. The bulimia.
Yeah, I binge eat. You binge eat
and then you
up.
Throw it up. That's the addiction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then
anorexia?
Anorexia is just like when I was eating like 400 to 700 calories a day, but I was also working out like, you know, that was not enough. But I thought anorexic people just didn't eat at all.
What about mentally though, anorexia it affects you too. So the way you saw yourself in the mirror, did you not see?
I thought I was fat.
Okay. Yep, exactly.
So I thought I was so fat. And here's the thing. I look back and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I was so
dead.
Skinny. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I thought I looked, I mean, honestly, I did look really good, but I looked really good. Like, honestly, I get fat comments all the time online, and it's like, I'm trying not to look at people calling me fat as, like, an insult on me. It's more like an insult on themselves, like, for them, like, projecting their own insecurities onto 100%. Me. But, like, because I grew up with an eating disorder.
Trolls, yeah.
Yeah. Because same I had an eating disorder, every time. It's like, it's just hard to hear, and it's like, a lot of, like, people, when they meet me in person, have even said, without me asking, wow, you're so much skinnier in person. I would have never guessed online. And I'm like, what the fuck is it about these photos that makes me look fucking fat?
Camera adds 10 pounds. Yes. Really? Yeah. So remember we had our skinny ass friend come on the podcast. She sat down in the video shoot.
Like Danny. Yeah. They're like, Danny looks fat.
No, but she was like, why do I look so fat? And I'm like, honey, because the camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Because, like,
you have to find clothes that specifically accentuate like for being on the camera, certain angles. And it's like,
and on top of that, it's kind of like.
Black helps a lot. Yeah.
And on top of that, that when you're looking at the mirror, you're like looking at your body down. It's the equivalent to kind of like holding a camera angle high.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when you're looking at a camera, the camera's right now, it's like the same level as uh-huh. you. So it's like a different eyesight. So you're seeing yourself as kind of like down here.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, oh my God, I look so big. Opposed to like the mirror, you're kind of just like, I'm looking at my body
well,
down.
Well, also sitting down. So like mm-hmm. when I stand up, it's pretty flat.
Yeah.
Usually. Like, I blow easy.
Everyone's gonna be rolling when they sit.
But,
yeah.
like, the belly roll. And I have friends who just it's naturally impossible. Don't have yeah. belly so rolls.
I have a few friends that are like that, too, and they sit.
And like, I'm like, fuck you.
They pictures like this, and it's like, bro.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm
but
jealous.
But they're sucking it in, though.
No. My one friend, I have seen her in all different angles, masturbating. Like, and here's the thing. She's honestly kind of curvier. Mm-hmm. But, like, what she... The curves never go to her belly. They go to her hips. So she does not have rolls.
Over there.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Like, her belly has always been flat, and it's not like she hasn't had lipo. Yeah. It's just like
see, all of crazy. My weight gain goes to, like, my stomach.
Mine goes to my ass and my stomach. Like, I have a fat ass, but, like, I also will get, like, a little pudge right here.
Mine goes to there and my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, fuck, that's hot. Like, I stopped using the scale. I feel like the scale is so bad for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's, I would freak out. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, one time looking at the scale, and all of a sudden it said, like, 145
pounds.
I'm like,
what the fuck? Yeah.
And I was like, I was 117 when I wasn't eating. And it's like, yeah, you need to stop comparing myself. Because I'm also very muscular. Yeah. Like, I am, my legs are built.
Yeah. No, I stop using the scale. I kind of just look at the body in the mirror, and I'm like, hey, what am I
feeling?
I'm like, do I see extra bones today? If so, yeah. I'm doing good. If I'm like, if I can't see my bones as much, I'm like, I'm gaining weight.
You know what's great? Do you have anxiety?
No. Okay. I don't believe in anxiety. I don't believe in it.
She believes it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And it's
we had this girl come on, and she was like telling us about her anxiety attack, her panic attack. I'm sitting there. I'm like, yeah, I don't believe in it. Then she was like, good luck, girl, because when it hits you one day, you're going to regret it.
Yeah. So my anxiety, like... It's been bad since birth. Like, when I was a kid, baby, like, mm-hmm. in the crib, like, my anxiety was so bad that I would start crying and then I'd throw up. So, like, if I'm really upset, I will physically puke.
Yeah.
But since I've started maintaining my anxiety, like, it was here and then it went down to here and then my friend died and it went back up here and now it's kind of like, I don't know, somewhere in the middle. But it's like, I can actually feel when I'm full now and I wasn't able to before.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just lost a lot of fucking weight.
Oh, that's good, though.
So... Does the psilocybin help with the anxiety?
Oh, yeah. On Tuesday, I took mushrooms and just, like, laid out in my backyard for a while and smelled flowers, and I did breath work. Like, it's important,
yeah,
like,
breath work's
that you
huge.
Take it with a purpose. So it's, like, if I'm taking it intention. To party, I'm taking it to party. Like, that is my intention. If I am taking it to work on myself, like, that is my intention. And I take a lot less, too, if it's just to work on myself, because I'm not going to be, like, wanting to the floor and the ceiling to switch if I'm just, like, you know, trying to, like, really figure out my thoughts. But, yeah, I'm actually trying life coaching next week on mushrooms, but on a very low dose.
Just microdose. So I'm,
because I'm a lot more open to hearing information on mushrooms. Like, I don't get as defensive, and I don't get the ego isn't.
Literally, that's why, you know, people. I see people. I'm like, you need an ego death. You need, like, you just need to crush that thing really quick.
See, I don't think I've had an ego death, and I've taken a lot. Like, I don't know a single. I've taken 14 grams of mushrooms
at one time
in a few hours.
Did you? But did you have like? I suggest like doing like a month detox from any psilocybin and fasting for a few days, like just having like a vegetable diet.
I took a 6 month break from psilocybin.
Damn.
And I can still take a lot of mushrooms.
Do you know how to astral project? Are you like, have you left your body ever?
No.
Okay. Wow. So as far as eating 14 grams of mushrooms, like.
I throw up a lot.
Okay. Well, that's like, that's purging something out of your body. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But wild. Because I can, if I eat like 5 grams.
I was at
grams,
a dubstep show. I was at Excision meeting Sudden Death, and I was like wearing mushroom pasties, and I was like,
I'm sure the bass.
Danny! Oh my God.
The bass probably made you throw up. Jesus.
That, I can see that.
No, honestly, in the past year has been like the first time in my life that I stopped throwing up. Not all the time. Like, I'll still throw up from mushrooms, but I used to throw up every time I did mushrooms. Even if I did the tiniest amount, I'd throw up.
Interesting.
And now I don't throw up as often, but I think it was... because shrooms are a fungus,
right?
And mold is a fungus, and I think they kind of like clashed heads a lot. Ooh. So now it's harder for me to throw up ever since I dealt with the mold poisoning.
You became the fungus in a
sense. Because like after 6 months of detoxing, I was detoxing the mold, and I was told by the doctor, like, if you're detoxing the mold poisoning, don't take mushrooms because the funguses can like kind of build off of each other and your healing process will be slow. And I'm like, well, I feel like I'm dying, so I'm just gonna be sober. I was dead sober for like 6 months. And then when I started taking mushrooms again, I'm like, I thought my tolerance would be like a lot fucking lower.
Damn. I saw a full on like superhero thing unfolding as you're talking about, like, yeah, it's like a spider, it's like a Spider-Man thing, like get bit by the spider, like you literally become like super fungus lady, super mushroom lady. Like
I think I'm a mushroom, I always call myself a little mushroom fairy, because like you will not catch me going out on, I mean, I don't go out a lot anymore, I go out to like concerts because that's what I know I like, but right. Going to bars,
fuck that,
I feel very old for them now, and it feels weird.
You don't vibe with the people that I'm 37. I mean, we went and watched the Super Bowl at a bar the other day. I'm like,
oh, you were sober too.
I was sober, I drank water, and I'm like, yeah, I was like, damn. Like,
but honestly, being sober, kind of like, sometimes it can be more fun than being fucked up. Because like,
every time she's like, wasn't that fun?
I'm
like,
I don't drink or smoke. Never have smoked anything in my entire life. Never done a single drug in my entire life. And
besides Adderall.
That's like a diet pill, babe.
And like, I don't drink as it is. Yeah. So kind of like, everywhere I go, I'm always sober. And I learned to have fun with it. And
Like, I drink for dubstep shows because how the fuck else are you supposed to deal with that whiplash?
Yeah,
And I go hard.
Are you up on the rails? Are you up on the rails?
No, like, okay, because here I like my space. I like to kick my legs up in the air. I do. I kick my legs. I actually got a concussion in December from a dubstep show.
Oh my god, dude. Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Okay, so you're 24.
You're 22.
Oh, my, thank you.
There you go. You're the same age.
Young.
I was like 22.
Dude, I grew up, like, dubstep for me, like, I started listening to dubstep in, like, 05, and it was, like, it was, like, garage. It was, like, they call it garage, you know what I mean? Like, it's called garage, you know, and, like, but it wasn't, like, it was, those sounds were just, like, they were just starting to evolve, like, the fucking robotic and lasers and all these things. And so the first time I heard dubstep was in the middle of the fucking forest in the Northwest. Like a five hour drive into the mountains. Like you get out there, it's a huge field and there's a huge fucking sound system. Anyways, what was it called? Not 5-MeO-DMT. 2CB.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 2CB, and I'm like,
okay, but 2CB and 2C are different. What are the differences?
2CB is 5-bromo. It's a basically synthetic mescaline in a sense.
What's mescaline?
Mescaline is the active psychoactive ingredient in peyote. So basically, it's a synthetic form of peyote.
Okay.
Why
wouldn't people just take peyote?
Because you have to grow it. It's a cactus that you have to grow, and it only grows in certain areas of Mexico. And otherwise, if you're growing it yourself, it takes time. And like, it's just people. We live in a world of instant gratification. Why the fuck would I want to grow it when I can go on Telegram and buy it? That's the new Silk Road, by the way. Like Telegram. Yeah. Telegram is the new Silk Road. It's wild. But yeah, so for me, first time I heard dubstep, and I, there was hallucinogens involved, like that shit stuck with me. I love it, but it's definitely evolved so much. Like I went to a show last year for New Year's, the New Year's countdown. And I'm like, damn, these kids are wild. Like, so like, your age. And I'm like, they were fucking literally like all picked up the front rail. Like they all like locked arms together and they're bouncing the rail like in the air. And like,
see, now I only do VIP because
I went to the regular area. I'm like, bye. I'm going back to my little VIP table in the back with the,
The fucking GA is just like, I used to love GA, but I like my room and I like to be able to dance, and I don't like to feel like if I'm enjoying a show, I want my room to dance, and you're not going to get that in GA with
the view.
You're
going to get hit.
In VIP, you'll get that, and I always buy VIP because like also the bathrooms, like you don't have porta potties.
Nice
bathrooms. Like,
did you go to Hard Summer?
I went on one Saturday only, I believe.
We went Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday was like a bigger dub day, but like most of my friends were only going Saturday. Yeah. And it was just so bad. I was like coming off of antibiotics, and I'm like, I didn't look good. I didn't feel good. And then I got the worst blisters on my feet. And then
it's a lot of walking.
No, I wore cowboy boots, like the dumb fucking cunt I am.
Oh, so that your heels
and everything. I went barefoot in the VIP area, and it's like I couldn't walk on my feet. I had to cancel my training with my trainer because I couldn't walk on my feet. And then I was like wearing slippers in my house, and then I fell down my whole flight of stairs on my slippers because the way I was trying to walk on them. So then I was just out for like a week.
It was just like a lot for you. You're like, damn.
Yeah, it was like, oh, and I sharted.
I love sharting. That's my favorite. I always fucking do it, and I'm always like, babe, look. And I put my underwear out, and I'm like, look at my shart. I just fucking like full on like pooted. And he like fucking sharted so many times too. Like, we don't even wash the underwear. We just toss them at that point.
We're not washing. I'm like, babe, check this one out. Like, she's like, trash. Yep.
Trash.
I don't want to even put that in the same water as like my. No. Like, that's just going to sit in that water.
Are you sure you sharted, or is it just, like, skid marks?
Oh, like, maybe it's skid marks, but there are times where, like, I've, like...
Bad wipe?
Like, yeah. There's times where, like, I farted and, like, definitely stuff keeps coming out.
I've only sharted, like, 3 times in my life. Or, about 3. But, like, because of my IBS issues, it's, like, skid marks is definitely something I don't. So, I shower every time I poop.
I was just going to say that. So, I can't wipe. I can guarantee 100% that she and I do not have skid marks because because we're very Asian with the way we take a shit. I won't poop without a shower next to me.
We don't shit in public unless we really, really have to.
Unless it's not.
But then afterwards, I'm driving the fuck home and like washing my ass.
Exactly.
Like water has to touch my ass.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Like there are a lot
of shit on a plane. How does someone shit on a plane?
You don't.
They do.
I have because I got food poisoning on a plane once.
Because you had to.
I had food poisoning. No.
So many like
from the beef stroganoff.
So many fucking straight men, and I say straight men because they're dirty as fuck.
Disgusting.
They will literally have hairy assholes and just wipe and then like call it a day and then have a bitch suck their dick being that close to their butthole. Like, are you not ashamed? Like, that's no, so
are you not embarrassed?
Yeah, are you not ashamed?
I've had discreet straight men hire me as an escort, you know, but they have money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please make sure that you do an enema clean out and all that if you're bottoming. And then I'm like, they're like, can you suck my dick? I go down. I'm like, bro, you smell like literally, like, I don't even have to go put my mouth and it smells like poop. I'm like, did you do what I asked you to do? Like, yeah, I wiped. I'm like, bro.
And enema is so different.
And wiping your asshole after you shit are completely different.
And then those are the same men being like, oh my God, that girl grow out her stubble a little bit.
Yeah,
ew.
Like, her pussy hair was so
like, long. Those are the same guys who are like so scared to run like their finger through their crack in the shower. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, because that's a little gay. Okay. Yeah, that's a little gay to run here.
Like, yeah, what? You want me to put that in my ass and what? Like, that's fucking gay, bro.
They
like,
don't want to have any associations with their butt because I think that's gay.
It's so weird to me.
I think it's disgusting.
It's
but
so weird. Like, but you do you consider yourself like open sexually or do you consider yourself like heteroromantic?
So we figured this out the other day that it takes, if you take a straight man to choose to do gay things, it takes about 500 times for them to officially enjoy and turn gay. So around the 500th guy that fucked me in the ass the other day.
Wow.
Yeah, my dick got hard.
By itself.
She fucking, it was happy because she films all of my stuff and I'm like, reverse cowgirling riding this dude's dick. And then out of nowhere, I'm like, oh, fuck, it's not flapping around anymore. It's like that.
Straight as an arrow.
Yeah, and I looked at her and I'm like, she saw that. She's seeing it. Fuck, I'm gonna get called out.
On camera.
She called. I'm like, babe, did you see that earlier? She's like, oh, I fucking saw that. You're gay, bro. I'm like, no. But no. So I'd say like through all this like this like journey that I've had in the last 3 years, I would say like if there had to be a term to put behind it, like pansexual. But I'm saying I'm more fluid. I'm very like fluid.
Yeah.
Like there's dudes that I vibe with, like me and Dante vibe. Like he's my fucking homeboy. Dante. Like
you know what's crazy is a lot of my friends don't know he did gay porn. They're like, we know him because we like have collabed
off of gay porn.
I know.
It's crazy.
He's an amazing person. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so there's guys that I've chosen to go out on a date with a guy and then like chose to have sex with him. Yeah. Like I did that, but all in all, like I, as far as dating men goes, I tried it and it's not for me. I love women. I love femininity. And even if when a man puts out femininity, it's not attractive for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like a man should be putting out masculine vibes, and when I see that, it's hot for me. So it's like we were at breakfast the other day, and like we're like, cool, we found a new spot in our relationship because we're like checking out dudes together at breakfast. I was like, babe, see the guy over by your shoulder, right? She's like, I'm like, right behind you. Would you fuck him? And he was hot. He was a construction worker.
Yeah.
And he was fucking
hot. I would
hot.
Never fuck a construction worker.
She's like, that's like, she'll fuck anybody. Like, the more disgusting the situation, like,
the more poor they are, the more I'm obsessed with.
Yeah. Like, the more broke they are, the more you can, like, take care of them and like, fix them up your way, the better.
Fuck yeah, I love that.
They're like, oh, poor broken puppy. I'll make you mine.
Broken toy, yeah.
Yeah, broken toys.
But no, we were at breakfast, and he was like, would you let him fuck you? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, would you fuck him? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, this is fun. Look at us gossiping.
You guys
girl.
Should do, like, a three-way. With like, or have you guys done that
with Dante?
That?
That's
oh,
it was my first time ever doing like a threesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like
with two men or like
just two guys? Yeah.
Have you done threesomes with two girls?
No, I'm not into girls.
She won't do it.
You're not into
I'm
girls.
Not into girls
I've been
at
trying
all.
To get her to do it. She doesn't want to see me fucking another girl, but okay. Like she's filmed me fuck me and Dante.
Men?
Me and
yeah.
Dante. No, she's filmed me fuck girls too.
Okay.
Me and Dante did a threesome with Lumi Ray, you know, and she filmed it. She's
I'm just not into
it. Yeah, yeah. She comes on set with me. I had a bi scene the other day. She came on set and watched me fuck another girl.
Uh-huh.
But as far as being involved with it, I just don't. She just doesn't want to do it. I'm like, yeah, I don't get pushy. I don't get pushy, but I'm like, hey, what do you think about this idea?
You know? Only because the same way that how you are, kind of just like, I don't want kids. Not even gonna like, no, I just don't care.
That's how my assistant is. My assistant is like, she'll get the good angles of my ass, my asshole, my vagina. She's like, I feel no physical attraction to this whatsoever, but I like can appreciate the art of the angles.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And that's why I film people. I film this content because I like doing the angles. But yeah. Like, so that's the same way with that. Kind of just like, I'm like, oh, I'm not into girls. I would never do anything with girls. And you always have the nasty guys who are like, oh, you never know until you try.
Oh my God.
And it's like, you don't need to have a kid to know that you don't want to have kids.
Yeah. I can look at other people's kids and know that they are disgusting.
Yeah, and I can look at other girls. And I can look at other girls to know, like, I'm not into that sexually.
Yeah.
I'm not into pussy.
Like,
yeah.
My first kiss was a girl. Yeah. I was making out with girls in, like, fourth grade.
See? Okay, there you go. That's my fucking... my experiment works, dude. She's totally like, I think I might like girls a little bit. Like, when you had that girl touching your pussy, like, you felt tingly. And the first time you kissed a girl was and you liked it. So, like...
I wasn't sure how to feel about it, but I for sure got into the making out. And you know what's funny is, like, so the girl who facilitated it, she, like, came out as, like, full lesbian, like, years and years later. But it's like, she would be, like, truth or dare. Dare, okay, you have to make out with me. And it's like, I would like kind of get into it, but it's like, I was also a fucking fourth grader. And like, now just looking back, I'm like, she knew what she was doing a little
bit. Oh, she, of course she did. Influential at fourth grade.
Yeah.
So your next relationship is going to be a woman. I'm just telling you right now, you're going to be dating a woman. It's not going to be soon, but you'll be dating a woman. Just,
you think so?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I know so.
You think?
No. I'm giving her future so we can come back and chat. I feel like you're ready for it. It's something different, you know? And
it is something different. My only problem is like...
It might be a few weeks, but it's going to happen.
A few weeks. Oh, I've been celibate for men for so long. Exactly. I've also been celibate for women.
Another reason why.
No, I've been celibate for women too.
Mm-hmm. No, you're
fully celibate.
No, but here's the thing. That's kind of like the way that you've been talking about men versus girls just proves his point even further. You're going to have a girlfriend.
Maybe one day.
No, that's going to be today, tomorrow. It's going to be happening really soon.
It'll be a couple years. See, I feel like you're going to roll this one out for a bit because I want to touch on this really quick because you hit something like you're hitting a level of maturity because, and you two both have this happens, and I notice this with people that are farther along in life. So when you hit a level of success financially, you start to realize that the pleasures out of life aren't really that important anymore, ideally sex. Because, and so I'm like, damn, this girl, you're able to be celibate because your life is on point.
Yeah.
You're on track. Point, yeah. You know where you want to go.
Exactly.
And so like somebody coming in to your pathway, like, hey, yo, let's fuck. You're like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Yeah, I've done all this. Out. I already got chlamydia at U of A, dude. I already fell down my stairs and shat myself. Like, dude, I'm
taking
good.
Five
like,
tubs
I'm making,
of acid, 14 grams of mushrooms.
There you go. Like, dude, we're out here fucking curing depression and anxiety with mushrooms and shitting ourselves at the same time. Like, come shoot podcasts with us.
Yeah. See, I've never met a girl who I've been like, I want to date her, but I'm also not closed off to it because the one thing I'll say is that men, and this is one thing, I have a lot of guy friends for this reason, are just less needy in general, and I appreciate my space. I appreciate my alone time. And even with some girlfriends, that's kind of, they sometimes are like, oh, you want alone time? Like, okay. But men,
they get all offended.
Like, yeah.
Like, girl, I'm just trying to stay home tonight and just like kind of do whatever it is. And then it's that response.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. But men are just a lot easier in that aspect. And I think that's a lot of the reason I've gravitated towards men because men have generally been easier relationship-wise. My best girlfriends, I've had my best girlfriends for years, but meeting new girlfriends can be kind of hard.
Yeah. Oh, sure. You don't even know you can trust them. That's why I don't like making new friends.
In LA and in the OnlyFans industry. And
especially
like,
in LA. No one's genuine there.
No.
They're only friends with you if it benefits them somehow.
Figure that out like months after you're like...
And you get treated
all these trips. Yeah, you get and then you see that the next famous person, they're like, oh my, I mean, not that I'm famous, but it's like the next person who makes more money than them is like,
dude.
Yeah.
It's all clout chasing. And it's kind of like, I've seen that enough to know, like, that's why I don't live in LA. That's why I don't want to be in LA. Because, like, I just, my trust issues, I'd be like, is this bitch genuine? Is this bitch, like, really interested in what I'm saying? Or is she kind of just, like, posting a story every time we hang out? Like it's just like... I don't know what's genuine and what's not. That's why I say
I'm able, though, the more I work on myself, I'm able to be like, oh, I can see what she's doing and just distance myself from them, like, really Beautiful.
I love that.
Superb.
Because
she has no shame. She don't care. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I should have more shame. No, honestly, this is how my brand is. Like, people online are always like, are you not embarrassed? And I'm like, no, I feel like I should be, but like, I'm not.
No, but you know what I love about you so much? Is that like, you're the hottest girl ever, but with like the chillest, like dudish personality. Yeah. Because because usually girls have that kind of personality, they show it on the outside. They're lazy as fuck. They're sloppy. They have like, they just look really like their personality. They look unfuckable. But like, you look so fuckable, but like your personality is just like, you're so chill and like a dude is kind of like, that's kind of hot.
I've always wondered
like a homie you can fuck.
Yeah. A lot of guys look at me as like a homie they can fuck, but guys don't look at me as like a relationship because they're like, oh, like I look at you kind of like a bro who's fuckable.
Yeah. Because you're so hot. Yeah. So it's like sexually, they're like, I'm turned on by you, but like, damn, girl, that personality is way too similar to mine. Yeah. You know, but they're like, but damn, you're so hot. But then you have those other girls who just look like dykes, you know, and they're like, I'm like one of the dudes, and like we can see that. You
yeah,
show it,
don't
you
get
know?
Me wrong. I can look like that too when I have my fucking hoodie, but curly hair. Right now, I don't. But yeah,
she's like, bitch, I'm metamorphosized every day. When
my
I wake up, I look like a lesbian.
My mom has been like, I literally thought a homeless person just broke into our house.
Rad.
Oh my god.
You're like, what are you talking about, mom? It's me.
Like my, because I have naturally super curly hair. I just don't like to wear it curly. But it's like, if you don't like every day get it wet and condition it, it's like hair is in different direct. It's just like, I get what she was saying. Look like a rat lived in my hair a little bit.
Damn. Were you one of those girls that didn't know how to brush your hair when she was like?
Well, you're not supposed to brush curls.
You're not. Because when you
what do you do? You just let it.
No, yes.
You brush it, but you're not supposed to brush it once it's dry.
Once it's dry and you brush it, it gets frizzy. It's like a big rule. You just can't brush curly hair. Yeah. So OnlyFans, your content, girl stuff. What do you do then? Since you're celibate,
I do have one
from
sex
girls
tape.
And guys.
You said that. You mentioned one.
I have a few different sex tapes, but all from like the same 2 days. And then this was actually when I was like, you know, I don't get any joy from like, I mean, yeah, fucking him was fun, but I don't get any joy from like doing this other, like it's just too stressed. The bank account didn't even have a huge jump after the sex tape.
A big drop on it.
It didn't have, I mean, there was like a big drop. It's just like my numbers, people usually buy my content because of me, not because of what I have. But I do have a lot of stuff. I literally have like 40 girl orgies. I have eating out contests. I literally have done like a 3-way blowjob with my friend's fiance. I've also done blown. Oh my God. This guy had like a 12-inch peener and he's like black. And like, I know that like, I just heard that you're not supposed to say BBC anymore to like perpetuate like.
On OnlyFans?
I don't know. Someone
well,
no, said
I
like
some captions. Then shit.
I don't know. I mean, it just kind of depends on.
Okay, that's dumb because like, we don't. I mean, we don't say, "Oh, he had a BWC." You know what I mean? Like he had a big white cock. But it's just like it's just always.
BBC is its own category.
It's category. It's like because black men, for the most part,
do have big dicks,
or POC men, if we're saying it correctly. You know what I mean? Like, are usually hung. You know, and
the dudes
that aren't hung are still, they're like average and they're not small. Like I've seen a lot of dudes' dicks, okay? And I have never seen a black man with a small penis.
I fucked it.
Good for you.
Like, I have.
Like, what's small? Like 3 inches or less?
I'd say like 4.5.
Okay, that's standard, that's like a standard average penis for like normal men, like normal ass men from what I've seen and what I've worked with that don't get sex on a regular. Mm-hmm. Those are the men that hire escorts.
Yeah, it was.
We're talking like 4-5 inches is like, you're like, damn, you're hung.
I feel like 5 inches, I can still, it's still doable. 6 to 8 is like where I'm preferred. But because like when girls say size doesn't matter, it matters on both spectrums. I don't want a 9-inch peener ramming my cervix.
You don't want your
wall
being blasted, and you don't want to be stretched out too much where you're like, dude, my fucking pussy is like so open.
Hurts.
I can't even, my baby will fall out. If
well, that doesn't happen. But
because she ain't having kids,
that's
guys.
That's how anatomy works.
Right.
but then I also want to be able to like feel his penis inside of me, and I don't feel it when it's less than 5.
See, I call it boyfriend dick.
Less than five?
No, like kind of like when it's not. So if it's kind of like big.
Like 6 inches, I think, is boyfriend like, dick. Okay,
it's perfect. Yeah,
yeah, it's great.
Too big. I call it the hookup dick where you fuck once in a while and that's it. But then like the average size dick that's not too girthy, not too long, but just like the right size. I'm like, that's boyfriend dick that you can fuck every day, you know?
I can honestly, I could fuck an 8-incher every day, but once it's 9 inches, I can't.
That extra inch just plays a part.
No, because I got my cervix bruised by a 9-inch peener and I had to go to urgent care and I was like, why? Like no I was more. Sweating. Oh my stomach was cramping and that lasted for like 3 days.
Damn it.
Ouch.
So, well, yep. Yeah, let's admit the penises are designed differently. There's some penises that work well for vaginas and there's some penises that work well for butts. You know what I mean? But because like
my butt doesn't like things.
Well, that's because you have to train
everything out.
It's because you have a pussy. And most cis women don't get fucked in their ass for the most part. Because
dude, okay, but I tried. I tried with all these butt plugs. I tried the trainer sets and my butthole's just and Dante was actually the one who told me your butthole's not relaxed enough. And I'm like, I don't know how to relax. It's
poppers.
Not my specialty.
Try poppers.
That's he's to
a lot.
I fucked with poppers. So same thing for me. I'm like, actually, I lied. That happened to me when I was younger. After my mom dies, when I started playing with my butt. I'm like, my mom's gone. I'm going to start fucking doing things I shouldn't do.
Why don't you tell her
the first thing that I put in my ass?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was, you know, I was just like, man, that feels good because I enjoyed it. You know, I felt hot. I found my prostate really quickly. And I was like, damn, I what do I want to put in there? You know? And so, you know, fucking, when you take your toilet paper roll off with a little spring in it that bounces.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that hurt?
Well, I put lotion on it or whatever. Like, I'm like, what's slippery here? Yeah, lotion on it. And then I'm just like bouncing on it. Like, this 15-year-old kid bouncing on this.
Keep in mind, there's like probably like, he didn't know what douching was. So he's probably like, shit.
Shit all over it. Oh, yeah. Every
like,
time.
In the spring, it's thrown away. Like,
I still kept doing it. Oh, there were times when I'd be at people's.
Okay.
There were times where I was at people's houses, like birthday parties. And I'll clean that bitch off a little bit and put it right back.
Oh, my God. See, I tried. There was this girl who tried to like put a butt plug in me, and that's after I'd already done the like little one and the medium one. It never stuck in. So then I tried this one with a tail.
It would shoot out. It wouldn't stay inside.
No, my ears started ringing and my vision blacked, and I like fell to the floor. And like I think Dante told me that is not. It's like passing up but not fainting, or like it wasn't quite.
Yeah, that's like that happened to me when I
was
Botox.
Still conscious, but like I was like, wow, what, you got that during Botox? Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, I never did that again.
So he never fully got Botox. He got like a little bit of it, and then that happened. Yeah. And he just like called it quits. Yeah.
So, but what happened? So the booty thing just didn't work out because you almost.
No, the only thing I can do is like anal beads, and even they start to smell like poop after one use.
Because when you go too far deep, eventually you're gonna hit some shit.
But those are the easiest ones for my butthole. That my butthole will easily, it'll just go.
Anal beads are
like a little Pac-Man.
So small and it gets bigger and bigger. But whenever I do anal beads, the more deeper that I get, eventually I'm gonna pull shit.
Yeah, I feel like
1,000%.
You're like, that was a waste. Yeah. You have to be fully douched out, and I use a hose. I can use a hose in my shower, and I literally blast like probably like 30
gallons
of water.
Of water up.
So Dante told me to use silicone and use glass and not silicone, because I was using silicone because the silicone will have the shit smell forever. I soak that bitch in bleach.
Oh, it ain't coming off.
No. It will smell forever.
So scared to use glass. Like a glass dildo?
Like glass beads for your asshole.
Yeah, you know what the story. So you have your silicone section, you have your like TPC, like.
But then
plastic,
doesn't the glass hurt more? He said the glass feels better, but I don't know if I believe that.
You just have to make sure that it's really lubed, but if your butt's really, if your like hole is like really tight, you can use the metal too. German steel is the best thing to use.
German steel.
Yeah, if you go to the sex store, they'll have like, you'll see in the BDSM area, they'll be like German steel little butt plugs. Those are the best things to use because they're heavy and they don't get any scent stuck to them.
Yeah, my butthole, it's like, it's very requested. I do have some, I do have like some contact, but not a lot because like, bitch, that fucking is hard and it hurts and it's not enjoyable for anyone but my subs.
See, for me, it's kind of just like, I feel like whenever I prepare my butt for like anal sex, I kind of just have to like douche everything out. Mm-hmm. And before I fuck anyone, I shove like a dildo up my ass.
She can't even get to that point yet. She needs.
Yeah, I can't even get the dildo up my eye.
She needs to get to the point where she can even stick something in her butt where she's just like, where does it hurt?
And it doesn't. Well, like, not even not hurt, but just like it won't pop it out.
Okay, so you have you tried Anal Ease?
What's that?
Anal Ease is a lube that has lidocaine in it.
Oh.
And so you get it at the sex store to say you need.
But if it has lidocaine, then aren't you just kind of like your butthole, you're not feeling the hurt?
What's happening is you're allowing the muscles in your actual sphincter to stretch while you don't feel it. So the next time you do go around about for that, you won't need it because you have that stretch in the muscle. You're like, oh, now it's holding.
Yeah.
So it's like little steps you can do to like, and then obviously poppers like will help immensely. It'll relax everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Another thing that helps like relax you, which I just found out about. No, too. Not coke.
Don't
listen to him.
That'll relax you.
Making out. That helps a lot. Because there are times where him and I will be making out and then he's, as before you know, it's already inside me and I had no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, when you make out, you're just so relaxed. Like, you're at this, like, peace of mind. And then, like...
That's very true.
Yeah, it makes you, like, just... Like, yeah. Because, like, there are times where, like, I'll be, like, bent over. Like, okay, I'm ready. Put it in. And I'm, like, waiting for it, expecting it. And it's, like, hurting. But when I'm, like, not expecting it because I'm so focused on making out, being
comfortable,
it, like, it slips right in. My body's more relaxed and loose. And I'm, like, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does help.
You really want to get fucked in your butt and, like, get to that point. Like, it's kind of in it. For me, I'm, like, you know what? Because I was 33. And I'm, like, I really want someone to. I got divorced. So I'm, like, I want to get fucked in my ass by a man. I'm doing this.
And he did it. He fucking did it.
And look at me now. We're going to talk shit. Look at me now. I'm number three in the fucking country right now.
Really?
If we check. Yeah, we can go check the
congratulations.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought Dante was number three.
Dante, no. So for the weekly rate. Weekly. Okay. No, Dante's our number one.
Okay.
Dante will always be number one.
Yeah, I think number three for straight side. Gay side, number three, he's like all time.
Well,
like,
when I looked at Dante, like on Pornhub, it just had a number three next to it or
something. His Pornhub rating, yeah, he's definitely number three in Pornhub.
Yeah.
That's wild. Are you on Pornhub?
No, because I don't do mainstream anything.
Yeah.
Nothing for free.
I'm on there, but I'm not posting anything on there. Someone's posting me on there.
No, it's like your studio work on there, not your content. That's right, your studio work is like, your studio work, they'll record it and then they'll post
it. Does he post his personal content on there too?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit.
People do that to brand themselves.
Oh, wow.
Because you put it out there and then, like, when people are jacking off, they finally stumble upon your video and then they're like, ooh, I like this person.
Yeah.
And that's how I find a lot of people on OnlyFans.
And then I think you make a lot more money if you have your own Pornhub account versus if you have a studio recording yours.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
But before we close out, is there anything that you want to plug? Obviously, your podcast is Mama Take It to Yourself.
Yeah. So my podcast, That's Offensive. It's That's Offensive podcast on YouTube. All of my links.
I was going to ask, is it just you who runs it, or do you have a co-host as well?
No, it's just me.
I love that. I love that. Yeah.
And then all my links are on itsdeelz.com. itsdeels.com. Because whenever I say, like, oh, this is my Instagram, it could just be banned one day, you know?
Yeah.
So itsdeelz.com.
I thought it was like, what's the deals?
That's my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
But my website is at steals.com because What Is The Deals was taken by someone who was like, fuck you.
They took it from you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to plug?
No, just, I mean, everything's already on there. Just thank you so much for coming on and sharing your stories. And just, you know, I think I'll never forget my dyslexia. I'll never forget your little story about sharting yourself falling down the stairs. So that's.
I know. Oh, my God. Before we close out, can we please talk? Have you ever given a blumpkin?
No, but I just found out what that was because of Damon Dice.
I gave him a blumpkin once and he was so like freaked out by it because he was like, oh my God, what is this myth that I hear about, but now it's actually happening.
See, giving head as an ex-bulimic person is already hard enough. Think about giving head while they're taking a shit while you're already gagging. Like, I just, the math ain't mathin'.
Yeah, oh no, for me, I'm bad at math. So I was like, this seems right to me.
Yeah.
I gave a blumpkin and he was so freaked out by it.
There you go, folks. Blumpkins and daily deals. What do you know about that?
But yes, thank you so much for coming on to my podcast. Thank you. I truly appreciate you coming down.
Yeah.
And you guys, without further ado, that's it for this episode of Elena Demonetized with Adelia. And before we close out, you guys, follow me on my social media as well. They'll be all linked down below. And until my next episode, let's get demonetized.